You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Heavy rain last week caused flooding across Auckland, as well as a build-up of sediment in the city's main water supply. The situation at the Ardmore Water Treatment Plant has caused the largest shortage in more than two decades. Although the plant has plenty of water, much of it is unfit for drinking, leading to a call from council-controlled organisation Watercare for Aucklanders to reduce their consumption. I spoke to Watercare's chief executive, Raveen Jadaram, and started by asking him what the current situation is at the plant.
Ardmore is producing water, and all of Auckland is getting water, and it is all meeting our drinking water standards. It is all safe, clean, and AA graded. The challenge is that we're not short of water, as you would appreciate. It's been raining. But we are very short of water that has the right quality that can be treated at Ardmore. So Ardmore's output has been reduced. And if I may go into some details as to why it has been reduced, the amount of sediment that is in the four lakes that supply Ardmore is way off the scale. It is hundreds of times more than what is normally in the water. And that's from the heavy rain washing and eroding, and there are slips in the catchment. And all of that has got into the water, unprecedented, which is causing a lot of difficulties for the plant. And to appreciate what it is that's coming in, on television, I think most of your listeners would have seen people mopping up their floors, and it's got all this silt and sediment. Well, just for a moment, imagine if that is coming into the water treatment plant and all that is being removed, which is what we do, so that people get clean, sparkling, fresh water. Then whatever's being removed has to be cleaned from the treatment process. And so we have to shut the plant down, remove all of that, and then restart the plant. So that has reduced the capacity of the water treatment plant. We are urging all Aucklanders to reduce their water demand by 20 litres per person per day. And that is two bucketfuls. That's the equivalent of taking a shorter shower. If you take 2 minutes off your shower, that's 16 litres. If you don't leave your tap running when you're brushing your teeth, that could be another 2 or 3 litres, and that's the 20 litres. We are urging Aucklanders over the next 3 to 4 weeks, the sun will be shining, the perception will be, oh, we're back to normal, we'll want to wash the car or water the garden or wash the driveway. We're saying, please show some restraint for the next 3 to 4 weeks, because we have a unique situation where we've got lots of water, but we are unable to treat it. So if we are unable to do that, then we face the risk of having to issue a boil water notice to all of Auckland, which is not good. So Aucklanders, please, I'm very confident that we can do this. It's a very small request, and it is a serious request. I just want to thank all the people who've been helping keep the power going, our water going, keeping the drains, everyone and their families who've been helping make our lives easier. I know it's been difficult, and I want to thank Aucklanders for making the savings and reducing their water demand over the last few days, and I'm really urging them to do more in the coming weeks.
Speaking more generally about Auckland's infrastructure, with scientists predicting extreme weather to become more common, are we ready?
Well, with this incident, we will definitely review what has happened and take that into account. I mean, as a utility business, we do that every day. Every time we have an incident of any type, we do a deep dive, we review it, we try to understand why it's happened, and then what do we do so that we don't repeat it. We do have programs in our capital investment program for the next 20 years. We have applied for consents to take more water from Waikato River, which will give us some resilience as well. And we have identified that we need to upgrade and replace the water treatment plant at Huia. So we have programs in place already to meet growth and also to increase resilience. But what this incident has shown us that is that we may need to do more at Ardmore.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.